Hello, writer friends. Welcome to episode number 12 of Write It. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the first sentence. Yes, we are. We are going to talk about writing these books and creating an amazing first sentence or three. All right, let's jump in and get started. Picture this. You're at the bookstore, doing a little book shopping. You pick up a book with an amazing cover. You read the title and it grabs your attention. You quickly flip to the first page with determination and you read the first sentence. And it sucks. Wah, wah, wah. With disappointment, you slowly lower the book back down to the table and with your head hung, you sulk away. How depressing. I didn't mean to depress anybody. It will get brighter, I promise. But everything is important, from the cover to the title to the first few sentences of your book. So before we jump into tips and tricks to creating the best first sentence ever, I want to talk about covers. Covers are super important. Professional covers, very, very important. You need to be able to draw people to your book. And regardless of what people say about don't judge a book by its cover, we do judge books by their cover. So I like to read cozy mysteries. I call them cozies. When I'm on Amazon doing any type of book shopping, and I know when I see a cover of a book, I know it's going to be a cozy mystery, because the majority of cozy mysteries have the same basics for their cover. I also know by the title, Murder in the Cupcake Shop. That's going to be a cozy mystery. So you have to do some research. We do. I include myself in this. We have to do research to find out what type of book covers are best for the genre that we write. Now, the title is also important because you want that to draw people in. So, all that being said, we are here to discuss the first sentence. And when I say the first sentence, I'm really referring to the first 1 to 3 sentences of your book. They're super important because that is what the reader is going to start off with, and it's either going to draw them in or push them away from your book. You know, just like in the scenario that I started with, when I started this episode with, you're either going to want to read more or put the book down. So here are a few tips that we can use to help draw readers into the book with our opening. Okay. So I'm not going to go into great detail with each of these. I have 6 listed that I'm going to read out. Because after all, we're all authors and writers. We're smart. We can figure it out. So, okay, number 1, provoke the reader's emotions. And like I said, these are all things and tips we can apply towards writing our first few sentences of the book. Number 2, ask a question or make a claim. Number 3, tell the reader what they will learn or discover. Number 4. Hang on. Before I jump to number 4, the majority of these tips are geared towards fiction writing, but number 3 is definitely geared toward fiction or nonfiction. Let me read it again. Tell the reader what they will learn or discover. Okay? Number 4. Give character background information that interests the reader. Make sure it's interesting. Number 5, introduce the character to the reader in an interesting or surprising way. Shock and awe. It's a great way to start your book. Number 6, describe the setting in a unique way. This one I want to elaborate on just a little bit. The key word here is unique, because I've noticed personally, if I'm reading a book and the author goes into extreme detail explaining what the room looks like, the way that the desk is organized, the way that the car looks, things like that in extreme detail, I do get bored. Now, I do understand that we do need to explain some things to create a setting. I totally get that. But what I'm referring to are itty-bitty, teensy-weensy, little minute details, one after the other. Like, that's a lot for me, and I will skip over it. But describe the setting in a unique way. That will definitely catch my attention and draw me in. So if these six ideas fail to help you, try this. Read the first sentence of your top 10 favorite books, and that should give you a good idea of a spectacular opening. Okay, so what I've done is I've pulled four of the books that I have written. So I am going to go through and I am going to read the first sentences of a few of my books just to give you an idea. So the first book that I have here is titled Picture This, and it is a novella. Picture this. 7 years ago, I married the most handsome man I ever laid my eyes upon. He was tall, dark, and handsome, smart, caring, and physically fit. He was my best friend. Today, my life is unrecognizable. What do you think? Do you want to read on? Do you want to learn how her life is unrecognizable now? I do. And that was actually, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 sentences. All right. The next book we're going to take a look at is Two Girls and an Oven. Tagline, How 12 Weeks of Cookies Saved My Life. Again, this is a novella that I have written. Single mother of one, baker and business owner. Welcome to my life. My name is Nat, and I have entirely too much to say. So there you go. That was actually 3 sentences. All right, next up, Flowers from the Past. Another novella that I have written and is published. Middlebury, Vermont is where I call home. However, if you asked me how I landed in this quaint little town, I wouldn't know exactly what to tell you. This may sound obscure. I assure you I am not crazy, but I do have quite a story to tell. So, how was that? Do you want to read on? Do you want to learn more about Kenny? I do. That was, let's see how many sentences that was. That was 1, 2, 3. That was 4 sentences. Now I'm jumping way back into one of the first novels that I wrote. This one I actually wrote when I was under the umbrella of the publishing company. It's called Hot Cocoa, Green Tea, and The Man Who Sweetened My Heart. What a title. You know what? After I wrote this book, I learned that I didn't like long titles anymore. And so, as you can tell, the 3 books that I just read from have much shorter titles than this one. So, this book is actually about a domestic violence survivor named Stephanie. And this book is based on a true story, which was my life. So let's read the first few sentences and see if you're compelled to read more. Please stop following me, I stated as I sat down on a chair in the kitchen. As usual, he didn't listen to me. He kept going on and on about how I should go and find a man that makes me happy. So let's see, that was 1, 2, 3 sentences. The next sentence, he commanded me to go and file for a divorce, something he did every couple of days. I was in no mood for his harassment today. I had been enduring it for nearly 12 years and I was tired of it. I didn't even have the strength to argue anymore. There was no fight left in me. So that is actually the first paragraph of that book. And I think it's compelling. I think it would make someone want to read on and learn about why she felt that way about her life and why she was having that conversation again with her husband. So there you go. There's a few first sentences, and I hope that you found this episode helpful. As always, I mean, if you want to read any of my books, you can hop over to my website, which is www.deannamartinezbay.com. And you can learn about me. You can, you know, check out my blog. You can take a look at all my books. You know, there's a lot of good info there. I also offer copy editing and social media management services for authors. There's information about that there. Anyway, if you want to head over to my website, I'd love for you to go take a look. And if you'd like to read any of my books, I would love that too. Speaking of books, though, real quick before I head out, I am trying Kindle Vella for the first time. And I have a book currently being released on Kindle Vella, which is an episodic reading program that Amazon created. All you have to do is go on Amazon and search Kindle Vella. And my new book, The Box, now that's a short title, is live on there. I believe the first 5 chapters have been released, and every Friday a new chapter is released. The first 3 chapters, or episodes as Kindle Vella refers to them as, are available for you to read for free. And then after the 3rd episode, you can purchase tokens to open up more episodes. And the tokens are super affordable, like a couple of bucks. So there's that. So thank you again for being here. And here's to an amazing opening sentence or 3.